mixeduse.gov.
Now it's 7 after the hour. The Good Day Weekend program continues. And the fun which we are about to have live, by the way, because the New Year's weekend isn't any different than any other weekend. The people who take your health and well-being seriously, included in that group, is the supermarket guru, the man who has supermarketnews.com, philsfoodsense.org, and he also likes to make sure you understand he's prominent at Doug Steffen Good Day Show.com website. Phil Lempert is the supermarket guru, and he's brought to you by the folks who are at the American Egg Board and the American Egg Farmer, fighting against hunger. A lot of good things have happened over the holidays. What an incredible way to start your New Year's by understanding the healthful benefits of having an egg, maybe at breakfast, maybe at lunch, maybe for dinner. The other day, I have, as you know, the dairy store, Phil, has organic eggs in it that I get from a nearby farmer. And so the other night I had some leftover things, and I decided I'd put some eggs with it. So I had three eggs cooking. I was thinking of you, actually, as I was cooking the eggs. I fried them, put them in a skillet, put the veggies
I had in my refrigerator.
Thinking
of me as you're looking at three fried eggs staring back up at you from the skillet?
Yes, I was.
That's scary. I'm starting to worry about you, Doug.
Only from the point of view of how we both get enthused about how good and how inexpensive having eggs is, or are, I guess, plural,
are.
Eggs
if
are
you have
good.
Three, it's are. If you have one, it would be is. And, and yes, you know, I agree. And even if you look at cultures throughout the world, how many cultures use eggs? You know, probably the most lame one is, you know, the egg drop soup from China. And again, the reason that egg drop soup was created is, again, adding protein inexpensively to keep people healthy and strong. And it's just, you know, one of those, if you would, miracle foods.
So in terms of having eggs here, as people start the new year all around the world, there are people listening to this program on the website, not only to the great radio stations that carry the program every weekend, but there are folks listening who have downloaded this hour of information with you, where they hear it live. There are soldiers in Iraq who are listening in Afghanistan. There are people in Africa and Asia, all over the place. And this is one of those universal truths, universal foods, the egg.
And also, especially on New Year's Day, which is the day of new beginnings, if you would, people have New Year's resolutions and so on, you know, what better way to start than with an egg, which is the birth, if you would, of new life and so on in many cultures. So, you know, if anything, Doug, what we should do is just like scramble up some eggs right now for everybody who's listening.
We'll send them to you over the radio or over
the
airwaves.
Wires.
There it is. Send those eggs. They fly. It's 10 past the hour. 800-510-8255. We'll be having one of our famous food questions during the course of the hour. Right now, though, we want you to meet a lady who is a pharmacist, an author, a certified fitness instructor. Sounds like my kind of woman. She received her Bachelor of Science degree in pharmacy at Philadelphia College of Pharmacy, practices holistic pharmacy in the Niagara region of Ontario. Her name is Sherry Torko. Sherry, Happy New Year to you, ma'am.
Hi, Happy New Year. Good morning.
Good morning, Sherry. And, you know, we wanted to have you on today because, as I just mentioned, you know, new beginnings, everybody wants to lose weight, feel better, eat healthier, you know, set those New Year's resolutions. And what we really want to be able to do for our listeners is set the record straight on what are the kind of things that people should be doing. You know, we just did a survey of the consumer panel that we've got on Supermarket Guru, which is over 100,000 people, and 69% of them said they're going to have New Year's resolutions as it relates to health and wellness, eating better, exercising. But what was shocking to me, of the 69%, over 75% said that New Year's resolution was the same thing that they said last year, but were not successful. So you've got to help us all, Doug and myself included, how do we make these resolutions? What are realistic ones? And then how do we make them stick?
Well, this sounds great. You know, it's true that the number one New Year's resolution that people make every year and often break or have difficulty in succeeding with is losing weight. A lot of us would like to, you know, shed a few extra pounds, get healthier, and we seem to be highly motivated on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, but then as time goes on, it becomes more difficult. Maybe you're not seeing the results that you'd like, and it gets frustrating, and then people give up. But it's the little things that you do, the small steps that you take in the right direction that are going to pay off big dividends down the road.
One question I always have, you know, Doug does not drink alcohol and he does not drink coffee, so you should know that going into it.
Okay.
But one of the questions
he thinks I have a problem, Sherry, because I don't do either of those things. There must be something wrong with me.
You're insinuating, Doug. But I guess my question is, you mentioned that a lot of people, New Year's Day, especially between Christmas and New Year, they come up with these New Year's resolutions. You know, do they not stick? And I'm not trying to be offensive here to anybody, but do they not stick because people are loaded between, you know, Christmas and New Year's? They forget what the resolutions are?
Well, that could be part of it. People may not recall what New Year's resolutions they actually make. But I think what the main reason that these New Year's resolutions don't stick is people often don't have a realistic plan when they want to, say, you know, lose weight or get in better shape or take better care of their health. You need to have a plan in place. You can't just say it and expect it to magically happen. You need to have a sound plan in place. And I think there's a lot of overwhelming information out there when it comes to weight loss diets. There are so many different programs out there, and it gets confusing for consumers to know what works and what doesn't. And the reality is that, yes, we need to exercise more and make better food choices, but we now realize that there are other factors that can affect your ability to lose weight. And stress is a big factor, an unrecognized factor, one that we're starting to talk a little bit more about. But stress can lead us to binge eating. It can lead us to making unhealthy food choices. Stress can affect hormone levels that can make it easier to gain weight, more difficult to lose weight. So one of my first tips and suggestions is to better deal with stress, because if you have a good stress management program in place, that's going to help support you with your weight loss efforts, and it's going to also help improve your overall health, because we know stress is linked with some of our major killers.
Well, let's define stress, because stress for me is one of those words that, and by the way, let me start off by saying I agree totally with what you said, but a lot of people point at stress and they blame stress for a variety of things. What exactly is stress?
Well, stresses are internal reaction to external stimuli. So in other words, it's how we react inside to a situation that's going on around us. And it was actually coined by a Canadian endocrinologist back in the, I believe it was the early 1950s, Dr. Hans Selye, and that's how he described stress, basically what's happening inside to what's going on around you. And they did a lot of experiments with laboratory rats where they exposed them to different stimuli, bright lights, loud noises, and they looked at how they responded. And we humans also respond in the same way when we're in a perceived stressful situation. For some people, it could be that morning commute. You get in the car, you're hitting traffic. It's miserable. The weather's bad. Your plane is delayed. It's how you respond when you're in that particular situation. And nowadays, there seems to be a lot of stress. People are worried about the housing market, the economic situations. Maybe they've lost their job. There's family stress. There seems to be a lot of stress everywhere. And working as a pharmacist, I can tell you, it is one of the main concerns that I deal with my patients on a daily basis. They come in, people are looking for ways to deal with stress because it's affecting their lives in some pretty profound ways. It can make you sick. You can get more colds and flu when you're stressed. And we know that stress is also linked to heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and even sexual dysfunction. So it's something we need to work on. And the good news is there are some simple things you can do that can provide very calming effects to your body, and they don't have to cost a lot of money, like simply doing some visualization, some deep breathing exercises, taking slow deep breaths when you're feeling anxious, feeling stressed. That can help evoke the relaxation response.
Well, also, you know, Doug is a farmer. And Doug is also probably one of the most insightful and relaxed, and I think probably our audience is going to be surprised when I say that, but I think, Doug, you deal with stress in a very physical, a grounded way by being a farmer and being out there with the animals and the earth and just really very well balanced. With the stressful job that you have, you're one of the most calm people I know.
The stress is, I think our minds are the most beneficial part of our body. And in the mind is, as maybe the expression ought to be, as the mind goes, so goes the body. Sherry's hitting the nail on the head. By the way, we're having a conversation with Sherry Torkos, who is an author, a number of books, The Benefits of Berries, The Canadian Encyclopedia for Natural Medicine, The Glycemic Index Made Simple, Winning at Weight Loss, Breaking the Age Barrier. It goes on and on and on. She's a font of knowledge. And so you've run across people like me, I'm sure, Sherry. Perhaps you are this way because you're probably cranked up pretty much with whether you have a farm or not. Being grounded is something that's important. And I think that's, it may sound trite, but being close to the animals, getting on, I spend as much time as I can on a tractor or out this time of year. I try to get as far away from what the realities are of the farm as I can. But normally during the good weather months, it is a way for me to just kind of move away from things. And sometimes that's harder for people. You know, again, address this in a number of different ways. Harder for people to do than it may sound.
Yeah, it is. And especially if you live in a busy city environment and if you don't have access to, you know, the elements of country living, whether you have a nice wooded area where you can go for a hike, you know, all those things can really make a big difference. When I feel stressed, I take my dog for a walk. I have a little poodle, Bugsy, and he loves to walk.
Bugsy.
And you know, getting outside and going for a brisk walk, there's a lot of little things that you can do. But you need to have a coping strategy in place to better deal with stress so that it doesn't deal with you. Because study after study is showing that stress is a major killer in our society. And if you're trying to lose weight, we get back here to those New Year's resolutions. If you say, I want to lose 10 pounds or 20 pounds this year, whatever it may be, look at ways that you can achieve that goal from a holistic perspective, eating healthier, exercising more, and address that stress. So develop those coping strategies. I often talk to people about some of the natural ways to deal with stress because they come into the pharmacy often saying, you know, I want to take a sedative. I need a relaxant. The doctor's going to give me a prescription for a tranquilizer. And sometimes those quick fixes can actually do more harm than good. They have a lot of side effects with some of these drugs. They can
absolutely, and I think if you take a look at, you know, in this country, doctors overprescribe. Neither Doug or I are big on prescription medications and so on. And I think that, you know, that's, as you point out, Sherry, the quick fix is what people are looking for. If they're depressed, taking a pill is not necessarily going to fix the depression. Understanding where the depression comes from, you know, maybe that could solve the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And in the when it comes to dealing with stress, the quick fix approach, the tranquilizers and sedatives, that the side effects of those medications are pretty significant. They can cause loss of short-term memory. They can make you feel drowsy and groggy, affect your ability to think clearly, and those drugs are addictive. So when a patient comes to me asking about these things, I say, look, you know, that's not what the route I would go. Let's talk about some other ways, some of the exercises you can do, things you can incorporate into your daily life, some of the dietary choices, because food, we know, affects our mood. Eating the wrong foods can worsen your ability to deal with stress, whereas eating the right foods can actually help make you feel more calm and relaxed, and supplements can help as well.
We're
so
talking
people
sugar,
about
sugar-coated kids' cereals are not a good thing?
Yeah.
Let's check out Sherry's
that's not
website.
A good way to start your breakfast.
SherryTorkos.com, TorkosSherryTorkos.com. Sherry Torkos is with us, pharmacist and author and advice giver, and sounds like she's got some pretty good advice. We'll spend a few more minutes with her as we get your day and your weekend started as we prepare for a new decade and a new year. Phil Lempert is here with some food sense for us all. 21 after the hour on Good Day Weekend.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Council.
Starting off the new year with helpful info, Phil Leppard is here on the Good Day Weekend program. And we also have Sherry Torkas with us, who has some interesting ideas. Now, this is one of these things, Sherry, you are advising people to do as you do, not as you say. Some people who are in your business hide because they don't want to be seen, because they don't look like they follow their own advice. You are not. As a matter of fact, there are videos all over the place of you that I'm finding helping people understand various products and various ideas. So this is do as I do, not as
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, do as I do for the most part. I won't say that, you know, we're talking about stress this morning. I won't say that I have no stress in my life, but I have found ways to better deal with my stress.
Some stress is good.
Yeah, that's right. A little stress can kick you into high gear to be able to achieve certain goals.
Right.
And short term, stress is not an issue. If you get the jitters or a little bit of excitement before you're about to give a big speech or a presentation, that can be good. But if you have the kind of stress, the mentally draining, fatiguing, overwhelming type of stress, whether it's due to your family life, your job, the situations going on in your world, your commute, whatnot, that's the kind of stress that can be problematic, and it can lead to problems because if you're stressed out and you're not sleeping well and you're having a racing heart, it can affect your blood pressure, your cholesterol can go up, your immune system can go down, and you can end up eating the wrong foods, binge eating, and that can go against that New Year's resolution.
Well, there are people who are not good at following maybe their own advice. I remember Johnny Carson said on more than one occasion that he had butterflies every night before he went on the air. He always was nervous, and he dealt with it by smoking. And there are a lot of people who we talk about eating, smoking, drinking, those sorts of things, which are destructive. That isn't what you want to do. I admit to sometimes being almost like a teenager when I meet a new woman, for example, that I'm interested in. As silly as it may sound, somebody who's mature you'd think would get over it, and I don't. I have that little feeling, and I don't know that it's bad, but it may, if it's prolonged, things like that cause people to want to eat or do something. And the best thing to do is
go exercise. Stress is good. I think if you are wooing or meeting a new woman, having little butterflies in your stomach is a good thing.
That's fine. A little bit of stress.
It keeps you on your game.
That's true. Keeps you on your toes.
That's right. Gets you on your toes.
Yes.
It's the chronic stress that can really do a number on
day
you.
Day after day after day after day, same stuff
that's
in your
right.
head.
Yeah.
You
that's right. And
so, Doug,
so,
you cannot go out every day and meet a different woman.
That's it. There's the solve.
That's
there you
word
go.
Stress
solution. Fix it right there. Yeah.
Exactly.
there's a solution to that problem. But for the rest of us, I think we need to look at ways to better deal with stress. And we talked about some of the strategies, techniques, the foods that
So, Sherry, I'm sorry. Let me interrupt you one second because I also want to get in one thing before the break. So with everything that you know, and you're in shape, you eat properly, and so on, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Well, my New Year's resolution, I haven't actually made one yet, I have to be honest.
Good for you.
I have a list of like 100. Is there something wrong with me, though?
So I want to see how many you keep. I'll check with you in a month.
Well, my New Year's resolution in previous years has been to maybe work a little less, to enjoy life a little bit more because, as you were mentioning with my bio, I've been busy writing books, and while that can be very rewarding, it can also be a little bit stressful. I don't have a book on the table right now. My new book is already written. It's coming out in February. So I'm not resolving to work less. I'm resolving perhaps to spend a little bit more time with my family. I have a new baby at home.
Oh, nice.
And,
good for you.
Thank you. Thank Sweet. You. He came the end of June, and just enjoying motherhood, and
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's wonderful, actually. That's a good.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Yeah. Make sure you – that the priorities, I remember, and I said this to my daughter the other day, thinking about the great things in my life, the defining moments are the birth of your children. 28 past the hour, a little more with Sherry coming up here on Good Day Weekend.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to GEICO last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to GEICO today.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-263-1149. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-263-1149. 888-263-1149. That's 888-263-1149.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Now 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour, the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, is here. In this hour, we focus on food. Phil's foodsense.org is a great website. Supermarketnews.com, a great website. Check out the local listings for Phil's Food Sense, the PBS special that's airing around the country. And there's plenty of info on him at gooddayshow.com as well. We're spending a few more minutes with Sherry Torkus, who is a pharmacist, lady who has, through her own research, figured out how to reduce stress, likes exercise, don't we all? Weight gain is a big problem, New Year's resolutions. As a matter of fact, Phil is going to put together a prize package for the best New Year's resolution when it comes to eating and food. How are you going to approach what you eat and put into your body differently? How are you resolving? Most of you are not good, and you admit at least to not being good about what you do. You have good intentions, and that's swell. Maybe we can support them by your calling us at 800-510-8255 with your New Year's resolution regarding food. And we're going to have a food quiz in a matter of moments as well. One of the questions is kind of sticking in a lot of people's minds today, and we'll get an answer for that and another Phil prize package for the person who gets in on that and is the correct person at 800-510-8255, the correct answer. All right, go ahead.
I just want to take issue with one thing you said there.
Go right ahead.
You know, exercise.
Yes.
You enjoy exercise.
I like to be – I don't like exercise. I don't like going to the gym. I don't like that part of but
physical,
it's necessary.
Physicality.
Yeah, but I like being physical. Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, and maybe Sherry can help me out with this. I have never been an exerciser. I am not. I mean, I walk. I walk to my office every morning.
Walks to the table, walks to the refrigerator. Yeah.
Walk to the refrigerator.
Walk to the television set, computer.
I just cannot. No, I'm not a big TV watcher.
All right.
But I just cannot get into exercise.
Well, you know, exercise, when we say exercise, a lot of people think of, okay, that means going to the gym or joining a particular health club or doing a particular program. And that doesn't have to be exercise. You said you enjoy walking, and walking is a great way to stay fit and to get some physical activity. And if walking is something that you enjoy, then keep going with that. You know, I often talk to people about ways they can get more fitness into their day, because there are a lot of reasons why people don't exercise. One of them is that the people say they don't have time, they don't have money, and walking is free. It's something that provides a lot of benefits for our bones, for our cardiovascular system, and it's a great way to get exercise. Now, if you want to add to that, perhaps you could do some stretching, maybe when you're relaxing. You don't like stretching?
In fact, as Doug and our listeners know, I guess about now 3 months ago, I woke up in the morning with a pinched nerve, and everybody heard me complain about it for probably a good 5 weeks. And one of the things that everybody has said, the doctor has said, you need to stretch. I haven't stretched once. And frankly, you know, my back, I don't want to say it's 100% yet, but it's 99%.
Well, the reason stretching is highly recommended is it can improve your flexibility, and if you're more flexible, that can reduce risk of injuries. But stretching is also good for relieving stress. Yoga, which is a form of movement that incorporates breathing and stretching, has a lot of proven benefits for improving sleep, reducing stress. You can reshape your body by doing stretching exercises.
So I have to be like Doug. What you're telling me, if I want to, you know, live better, live healthier, eat better, I have to turn into Doug number two.
Well, you know what? Start slow. Just do a couple stretches, maybe morning, maybe evening. You'll improve your flexibility, your joints. You're going to feel better. It's really beneficial. If you can just
do. I have to shave if I become Doug 1.1?
I won't get into that one.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been very helpful, Sherry. I want you to know that we appreciate the fact that you are there, and there's so much information. By the way, if you can tell a little by listening to Sherry's accent, she is, and I think I said you were Canadian or from north of the border. We are like one. People sometimes don't like it. Canadians don't like it when I say that. Sometimes Americans don't like it. But I feel that Canada is an important part of America. America is an important part of Canada. There isn't much of a boundary there that we worry about. We all experience a lot of the same things. And so what you say about Americans probably holds true for Canadians as well, does it not?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think of us as one often. I live so close to the Buffalo border. I'm 5 minutes from the Buffalo border.
Yeah.
I did my training in Philadelphia at the Philadelphia College of Pharmacy and Science. I still do a lot of work in the U.S. back and forth, and a lot of my books are in the U.S. and spend a fair bit of time in the U.S. traveling and doing interviews. And a lot of my favorite places that I visit are in the U.S., so I have a very close relationship there.
There it is. Cooking, eating, all of that stuff. If there's one thing you could say, eating oatmeal, eggs and oatmeal. There it is, Bill. That's the combination.
Absolutely.
And drink
absolutely.
Lots
That's
of green
tea.
That's
a great breakfast. Absolutely. Yeah. Because oatmeal will give you lots of energy. It's a slow-release carbohydrate. Eggs, good source of protein, perfect source of protein. Great way to start your day.
Sherry Torkus, thank you. Go
Thanks
to
for having me.
Sherry Torkus, SHERRYTORKOS. .com for more info. Good to have you here. Thank you. 20 minutes before the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert and Doug Steffen. In a moment, we get to some New Year's resolution and the question, the food question of the hour. It's 20 before the hour now on Good Day Weekend.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew!
Dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Phil Lempert is here on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy New Year. 800-510-8255 for your New Year's resolution about food. I had somebody send me a story, I don't know, a review of the paper that is wrapped around fast food. Listen carefully. Mm-hmm. Those of you who love to go to fast food joints, Phil, I don't know whether you know this or not, but it is specially formulated to keep the oils in the food from seeping through and messing your hands. But the greasy hand thing may be the least of your worries. A group called the Environmental Health Perspective Organization finds that synthetic chemicals that repel oil and keep grease from leaking through the wrappers stick around a long time after the burger is gone. The chemicals leach into the food and then into your system, into the bloodstream, where they stay for 4 years. These are, they're called perfluorocarbolus, that's pronouncing it correctly, used on carpeting and clothing, the same stuff that you smell that is repugnant on wall-to-wall carpeting is the stuff that they're putting on this paper to keep the food and the grease and whatever else from leaking. Because they can't find that in a napkin.
And that's so absurd. And in fact, how many times have all of us gone into a restaurant, and I don't care what the food has been, but there's extra oil, extra fat, whatever else, and we actually take a paper napkin to absorb it because we don't want to consume it. The fact that this packaging is designed to be a barrier, if you would, to keep all that in there, you know, the bottom line, Doug, and you and I agree, and we talk about this a lot, the closer to nature that we can eat our foods, the better off. And going to a McDonald's or a Burger King, which has this kind of packaging, if you would, to fool us so that it looks better and it looks less greasy, that's what we should be legislating against, you know, not legislating against some of these other things. Yeah. That should be what food companies are not able to use.
It is. It's an incredible thing that we have all this attention like on raw milk or things that are actually known to be good for you, and these people are asleep when it comes to the rest. The good news about the, if there is a good news, if people consider this good news, the Senate Bill 510, which turned into House Bill 2714 and got tacked on, the only way it got passed was to be tacked on to a bill that was supposed to fund the cars for clunkers.
Right, and then that I don't even understand.
Yeah, well, that's the typical process.
It would last in Washington about an hour.
Right. Well, but they couldn't get it passed on its own merits, so the zealots tack it on to this stuff. But the good news is, if you are a Republican, I guess you like what's happened in the election. I'm neither. I'm sort of an hermaphrodite when it comes to politics. But the Republicans say they're not going to fund the bill because it's too expensive. The FDA hasn't really shown that it really can do, because it doesn't do with what it has now. So what giving more money to them is going to do? And the Republicans ask the right question. Whether that's a real motive behind it, it makes for a good sell. And in this case, a very flawed bill. Looks like it won't get funded, so we won't have to worry about some of the things like what are you going to grow in your own garden.
Right.
800-510-8255. Here's the question for a swell prize from Phil. The only vegetable or fruit that is never sold frozen, canned, processed, cooked, or in any other form except, no, I don't want to ask that question. As a matter of fact, I think we asked that question before.
I think we did.
I did, yeah. All right,
and I still don't remember the answer.
Really? It was Linux.
What I'd love to know is I'd love to hear also, while we think of the trivia question, what people are going to be doing for this year, for 2011. Because I've heard a lot of people to say, okay, you know, even though the economy's come back a little bit, I'm still going to be saving money, especially when it comes to food.
Right.
I'm going to be shopping around. I'm going to be exercising more. I'm going to be eating healthier. In fact, Doug, you know, let's start with you. What is your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is to forget 2010. Already have. Forget about it.
I don't know if that's
Gonzo.
A New Year's resolution. Is that a New Year's resolution?
Not to eat any Hostess Twinkies?
No, well, you know, that's always been a controversy because the founder, or the inventor, I guess, of the Hostess Twinkie died in Chicago, I want to say about 7 or 8 years ago. He died in, you know, mid to late 80s. They had a recent picture of him in the Chicago Tribune. He looked great.
Yeah.
So maybe and he ate one Twinkie, not a whole package, but
one
Twinkie every day since the day he invented.
Taking a one-a-day vitamin. Okay, here's the question that I put my hand on the wrong piece of paper. Happens from time to time. Here's what McDonald's and Burger King do to their fries so they'll turn golden brown. You have to tell us what they do. This is a great education. Once you figure this out or hear this, you won't eat any more of their fries, I guarantee you. McDonald's and Burger King do what to their fries so they will turn golden brown? That's the food question for the Phil Food Prize. 800-510-8255. What do McDonald's and Burger King do to their French fries to turn them golden brown? 800-510-8255. Lonnie from Conneaut, Ohio. I'm going to visit the radio station there in a couple of weeks. Lonnie, Happy New Year to you, and welcome. Say hi to Phil Lembert.
Hi, Phil Lembert.
Hi, Lonnie. How are you? Happy New Year.
I'm okay.
What's your New Year's food resolution, Lonnie?
My New Year's food resolution is, when I go to Taco Bell, to only order from the diet menu.
Taco Bell. Why do you go to Taco Bell?
I can't help it.
Really?
Well, because of the taste? Because it's convenient? Why?
Oh, yeah. I drive for my job, so I do stop places quite often.
Name the places you stop to eat. Are you on the road so you have lunch on the road every day? Is that what happens?
Not every day. I try and bring snacks like peanuts and beef jerky and have them in my car. But sometimes I get too busy and I'm starving, so I just, you know, pick something up.
It's easy.
Or twice a week.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to go to Taco Bell and have the diet Taco Bell. Is that what you're saying? Diet.
I'm not going to stay away.
All right. So what is a diet Taco Bell?
But Doug, I think that's smart of her because, you know, she admits, hey, I'm not going to stay away. It's convenient. And if I could just make that little change, somewhere what Sherry was talking about before, just a little change over to the diet menu, she can probably make it happen.
Yeah. But what did you think when I told the audience that these toxic fast food wrappers are being used? That goes for Taco Bell as well. Any second thoughts about going there after hearing that?
No. There's a lot of junk in all of our food,
No, there's not. No. There is in some of the popular foods, but to say that there's a lot of junk in most of our food is not really true. Phil?
Yeah.
I mean, we can go to our own standby, the egg, but the lady who's just talking about, Sherry's talking about oatmeal. You can buy oatmeal that has junk in it. But if you're a discerning person, Phil says, read the label. And that's what you got to do.
Hmm?
You got to read the label.
So what do you do that you're in your car, if you don't mind me asking so much? Because maybe we can come up with some other ideas of what you can do besides just pulling into the Taco Bell.
I am a traveling phlebotomist.
Phlebotomist?
Yeah, a bloodsucker.
You're a person who takes blood from people, and you are in essence a technician. You're a medical technician, right?
No, not really. I'm just
more of the vampire kind.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, but I think that's you're not giving yourself enough credit. All right, so Lonnie, we're going to give you something for your New Year's resolution. Hold on just a second. Michael will get the information from you, and Phil will send you one of his Food Sense New Year's packets. 800-510-8255.
What do McDonald's and Burger King do to their fries to make them turn golden brown? And more New Year's resolutions from you as we move forward here. 51 past the hour. Good day weekend. Phil Lempert here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news. Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Massachusetts.
I'll be bringing in a brand new year. Brand new year upon us, 2011. Phil Lempert and Doug Steffen are here. The first weekend of the new year. Happy to have you along. One of the things that has we're talking about things that are good and bad. We're always into that. We want you to know what we think is good, and we want you to know what we know is bad. High fructose corn syrup. I was looking at the villains. I did a few minutes on the villains of the past year on the Good Day weekday program, and somebody called. We were talking about some of the people, and I didn't think, you know, Tony Hayward, the BP guy, and Pastor Terry Jones, the other one, to burn the Koran, and, you know, people like that, homage, dinner jacket. But somebody called and said, well, how about an item? And I said, sure, what? She said high fructose corn syrup, which gets an F in terms of its benefits. It's been overused, is really, really bad for you. But the food companies like PepsiCo, Sara Lee, Hunt's, Kraft Foods are still using it, although in some circumstances they're changing what they're using. But I think we've talked about this, why it's so bad for you. You know, when you think about corn is a grain. So corn by itself is not construed to be, from this information, bad for you. But the process,
but,
I guess. That
but here's where I'd like to build on it, Doug, because here's why I think high fructose corn syrup this year is on the evil list. Because what they tried to do after spending tens of millions of dollars on TV is get their name changed. We know that consumers don't want to consume and buy products that have high fructose corn syrup in it, which is why people like Hunt's in their ketchup were the first company to take high fructose corn syrup out of it and replace it with sugar.
Yeah.
So what they wanted to do, the high fructose corn syrup people, is change their name. It's like, you know, you don't want to listen to me, Phil, so I'm going to change my
Fred.
Name to Bob.
No, it's Fred.
And all of a sudden everything's okay.
Fred, congratulations, Fred. Nice to have you on the program.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why they're so evil. And, you know, the truth is, when it comes to science, there's good science on both sides that say high fructose corn syrup is no worse for us metabolically than regular sugar.
I think that's true.
But to your point, because it's cheaper, because it masks a lot of other taste, food companies add it to everything, so we're just consuming a lot more sugars.
It's what it is it's cheap.
Exactly.
That's why they use it. 800-510-8255. All right, let's find out what McDonald's and Burger King are using. We'll start with who looks like the first person who called was Kathy, who's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Kathy, Happy New Year to you. Thanks for the call. Hi.
Hi, Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. So, go ahead.
I think they use, they fry it in beef lard.
Beef lard.
Actually, McDonald's used to fry it in beef tallow. But that actually, they stopped that practice, I want to say about 3 or 4 years ago, much to the dismay of a lot of people, because frankly, French fries in lard taste better than they do in just about any other oil in a commercial practice. But McDonald's doesn't do that anymore.
Nope. All right, so you're a little late on that. Kathy, you got a New Year's food resolution?
I do. I'm going to stop buying store-bought cookies.
And make them yourself.
And eating those.
Just stop eating the cookies.
I'm coming by your house. When I go through South Dakota, I'm getting your address. I'm coming by because I'm betting those cookies are pretty good. Hold on a second. Yeah. And Michael's going to send you one of the Phil food prizes. Bonnie's in Lake Havasu. Hi, Bonnie. Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year.
What do you think these people at McDonald's and Burger King are frying the fries in?
I guess I have two answers, because I was calling with lettuce with what vegetables never frozen or canned, but I think they're frying in partially hydrogenated oils.
Lettuce is the right answer to the wrong question, and partially hydrogenated oils isn't the right answer.
They're frying in that, but that's not what makes them golden brown.
No. What, do you have a New Year's food resolution for us?
No, just to try to cut out bad stuff.
That's the thing to do. Keep thinking that. All right, thanks. We're running out of time. Lauren in Ocala, Florida. How do they make the French fries golden brown, Laura?
Well, I'm going to say, because, like, it's so horrible and they're trying to hide it in every other way. How about sugar?
Yep. Got it.
Absolutely
right, Phil?
Absolutely right.
Sugar,
absolutely
sugar,
right.
Sugar. They're cooking. I am making biodiesel on my farm. And we go around to restaurants and pick up the used oil that's used to cook the food in. We can't get it from McDonald's and Burger King because the sugar they put in the oil will blow up the engines and the tractors. So that's how, what's it doing to your body? All right, Lauren, you're the prize winner. Hold on just a second. Phil Lempert, lots of places to find him. Start at supermarketguru.com or gooddayshow.com. Phil, Happy New Year. Thank you for being here. We'll yak again soon on Good Day. 59 past the hour.